啊，谢谢你们的祷告啊，跟我们有一起的同心的祷告。
I was in Central America and South America, in Costa Rica and Colombia.
啊，我一直在这个中北美和南美啊，就是哥斯达黎加和这哥伦比亚。
And after 2 good weeks of ministry, I returned home to cold Minnesota.
经过了2个星期的这个试工啊，我终于回到了这个寒冷的明尼苏达。
We had our first snow of the season last night.
啊，昨天晚上实际上下了第一场雪。
Pretty soon we'll be able to go for walks on the frozen lakes that are all around us.
啊，很快你们就会在这个冰冻的这个湖边走动。
Of course, this time of year you have to be careful because that ice can be very thin ice.
啊，当然，现在如果那样走的话，你要小心，因为那个冰是非常薄的。
And that's a bit how I feel this morning when we come to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 to 15.
其实我在跟大家分享提摩太前书2章的时候，我有一个感觉，
I feel like I'm walking on thin ice.
我觉得我就好像那个在这个薄薄的冰上行走。
Because we're approaching in this passage a somewhat controversial section of 1 Timothy.
啊，这个今天所讲的有点像跟这个第一章讲的有点矛盾。
And I'm almost guaranteeing that something that I say will not be accepted or liked by everyone.
啊，也许很有可能就是大家听了我今天讲到，也许有些人会不觉得不愿意听，或者说不高兴。
That's one of the joys of preaching expositionally through the scripture.
其实这也是在讲这个主的话语时候一个非常开心的一个瞬间。
You don't have to search for controversial subjects.
你不需要找那些引起争议的那个经文。
Those subjects will find you as you preach through God's word.
那些经文呢，当你在讲的时候，他会找到你。
And so we come to one of those passages today.
所以我们今天要学习那些经文。
Now, our focus here in 1 Timothy chapter 2 is on the church and its meetings.
我们的重点就是这个神的教会和这个在教会里的聚会。
Last time we saw that the first priority for the church when it gathers is prayer.
上一次我们知道就是从这个提摩太这个前书2章。那个是聚会中第一个重点是祷告，
The church is to be a house of prayer.
那个祷告就是教会要成为祷告的殿。
Today, in chapter 2, verses 8 to 15, we see the second priority for the church when it gathers.
那今天我们接着在这个提摩太前书2章里头就看到第二个这个重点。
And that is the church should be a place of peace.
这个就是这个教会要成为这个和睦的地方。
Brothers and sisters, this entire chapter deals with public worship.
弟兄姐妹们，整个这个第二章是在讲公开的。
Peace, not power.
如果我们用一句话来说的话，就是男人应该是去追求追求这个和平，而不是这个权利。
We read in verse 8, I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling.
那第八节就说，I desire then that in every place the man should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. Yeah, I should have the Chinese. OK，第二章第八节我愿男人无愤怒、无争论，举起圣洁的手，随时祷告。
Now, the word prayer here is likely a way of describing public worship in general.
这个祷告也许是在我们敬拜中代表一般性的一个词语。
This has been very common in various cultures and throughout history.
这在历史上是非常经常发生的。
If you and I want to ask somebody where they worship, we might ask them, where do you go to church or where do you worship?
那当我们问这个你去哪儿崇拜？我们常常用的是你到哪个教会？到哪里教会？
But in Africa, still today, someone will say, where do you pray?
但是在美洲，在这个非洲，当人家问你这个你去哪儿崇拜，实际上用的是你在哪儿祷告。
And so prayer can be used in a general way to describe public worship.
所以祷告就是向公开敬拜的一个代名词。
Now, the text in here in verse 8 does not say that women cannot pray or should not pray.
那第八节并没有说女人不应当祷告也不祷告。
But it calls upon men to lead in worship in a way that models a holy, an authentic life.
但是这对男人来讲是要用这种祷告来真实的敬拜。
How?
为什么？
How can men worship in a way that will make the church a place of peace?
男人是怎么样去这种祷告来用和睦的方式？
Well, first we read by lifting holy hands.
那第一点我们看到就是举起圣洁的手。
Now, we shouldn't get too focused on the posture.
我们不应当专注于这个姿势。
This is not the only posture for prayer that's mentioned in the New Testament.
他对这个在祷告的时候不止用这一个姿势。
For example, in other passages, the Apostle Paul will talk about kneeling in prayer.
比如说保罗在说祷告的时候要跪下。
But this lifting of holy hands is picturing a worship of God that is from a pure and a sincere heart.
但是举起你的手，在祷告中象征着说你对神是一个纯正的心。
In other words, I have nothing to hide as I come before the Lord in prayer.
换句话说，当我们跟神祷告的时候，我们的心是敞开，没有任何这个隐藏的地方。
There's no pretense, no ulterior motives.
就没有其他的私心在我们的这个观念中。
The point goes back, I believe, to chapter 1, verse 5.
这个是在这个第一章的前面1到5节就是。
It's a way of declaring that we are coming to God with a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
这就是我们来到神的面前，要有一个纯洁的心一个真诚的这个真诚的敬拜。
Secondly, we see here in verse 8 that men should pray or worship without anger or dissension.
第二点就是说，这个男人在祷告中就是要，或者说讲话就是要和睦的方式，而不是以争论的形式。
Brothers and sisters, anger, resentment, bitterness can hinder our worship of God.
弟兄姐妹们如果是我们有愤怒我们有争吵，那会影响我们跟神的关系。
So it's important as we gather to worship that we resolve our disagreement.
其实很重要，当我们在神面前敬拜的时候，我们我们不要去争吵。这样呢，我们能够在神面前能够把我们的分歧清除掉。
We learn, for example, from Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount.
比如说，我们学习马太福音这个登山宝训第五章。
That if we're coming to worship and we remember that someone has something against us, we should go first and make it right and then continue with worship.
当我们敬拜的时候，如果我们知道还有兄弟姐妹你还没有跟他和好，你要放下来，先跟他和好。
You see, brothers and sisters, our times of public worship together,
所以说弟兄姐妹， 当我们这个公开的敬拜的时候，
should bring us into a right relationship with God.
我们要跟神的关系有一个正确的关系。
With our spouses.
比如说跟我们的这个配偶。
It should bring us into a right relationship with our families.
跟你的家人有个正确的关系。
And also with our fellow believers.
也和这个其他的弟兄姐妹有一个正确的关系。
When we gather to worship, the church is to be a place of peace.
当我们一起敬拜的时候，这个敬拜的场所应当是和平的。
I want you to hear how the Apostle Peter mentions something along these lines in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 to 9.
我想用这个彼得前书三章八节来提醒大家。
He is addressing men here.
他也是对男人所讲的。
And he says this, 1 Peter 3, verses, verses 7 to 9.
应该是三章的7到9节。
Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing.
你们做丈夫的也要按情愿和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心，不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福。因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
Amen.
Amen。
Now back in 1 Timothy chapter 2,
那我们回到这个提摩太前书二章。
the women are addressed.
现在我们谈论这个妇女。
And they are encouraged to pursue holiness rather than honor.
这里鼓励妇女要这个去追求敬虔，而不是赞誉。
Likewise, writes the Apostle Paul, also that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but with what is proper for women who profess godliness with good works.
那就是又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装束，不以编法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳做装饰。只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
The word likewise in verse 9 connects these thoughts with the previous verse.
第9节这里说又愿，这个是跟第8节是相接的。
And women are encouraged to adorn themselves, to clothe themselves with holiness, with modesty, and good works.
这类妇女就是被鼓励说要用正派的衣裳做嫁妆，这样追求的是廉洁和圣洁。
Now, apparently, some of the women were drawing attention to themselves through their clothing, their hairstyles, and their jewelry.
显然，从上下文看，当时有些妇女她们是在追求这种穿戴，这样她们可以引人注意。
Some commentators suggest they were dressing like the women dressed in the pagan temple of Artemis in Ephesus.
那有人有的这个圣经学者是说，他们有些妇女就是按照当时这个外邦妇女的装饰来在教会中来引起别人的注意。
Others believe it was causing division because this was a way for certain women to demonstrate their wealth or their status.
也有些学者认为这是造成一些意义，因为这些有些是显示了这些妇女的财富。
Now, we don't know the precise reasons for this instruction, but clearly it had become a distraction in the church.
我们并不知道在怎么才把在这个地方提到这个原因，但是显然这是造成这个整个聚会中一些不同的声音。
So the women are encouraged not to focus on outward adornments.
所以妇女们是被鼓励，就是不要以这个外表的形式来引起别人的赞美。But
instead to focus on the inward adornments of godliness and good works.
相反的，他们应该追求内心的纯洁。Now
the Apostle Paul goes on to give, therefore, some guidelines in verses 11 to 15 to help maintain peace.
那从11节开始到15节，保罗进一步教导给这些妇女一些原则，怎么才能和睦的相处。
And the first guideline comes in verse 11.
第一个原则是在11节,
where he writes, let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness.
这里说女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。
Now, the adjective, the word quietly here, or remain quiet in some translations, the Greek word actually means to remain calm or peaceable.
这里用了保持安静这个11节这个词，它的意思就是平静或者平和。
It's the exact same Greek word that's used in verse 2, where it's translated as peaceful.
这个第二节，这一章的第二节用的这个词是一样的，就是和平。
So the idea is not that women are to remain completely silent.
这不是说这妇女应当是从头到尾都是静音不说话。
But that they receive instruction with a calm and a humble spirit.
那他们要接受这些指令的时候，要用平和或者平静的心。
Now what does the Apostle Paul need to say?
那保罗为什么在这里说？
Brothers and sisters, the gospel and the New Testament church gave a radical new value to women in the first century.
我们知道在第一个世纪福音或者是这个新约圣经里头。
Women could participate in worship along with the men.
妇女可以跟男人一起敬拜。
They could pray and they could receive teaching.
他们可以祷告，也可以被教导。
This was a radical departure from what had existed up until this time culturally.
在这个历史或者文化的进程中，这跟过去的实质是完全不一样。
But with this newfound freedom, the women are encouraged to receive instruction with entire submissiveness.
所以这是一个解放的方式。但是呢，保罗在这里说要用和平或者是平静的方式。
In other words, demonstrating humility and willingness to learn.
换句话说，就是要用这个。 敬拜，用这个谦卑的心来接受。
In verse 12, Paul then writes this.
那12节保罗是这样说。
As a second guideline.
这就是第二个原则。
I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet or calm.
那第12节说，我不许女人讲道。 也不许他辖管男人，只要沉静。Notice
the language that's used here.
大家注意到这里用词。The
Apostle Paul writes, I do not permit.
这里保罗是真正的说，我不许女人讲道。He
seems to be offering a suggestion rather than a command for all churches at all times in all places.
这里是好像是保罗是。 是在做一个建议，而不是说在所有的教会所有的都是这样的事情。
Nevertheless, there are some important lessons that we find here in these verses.
但不管什么, 从这段经文我们可以学到一些功课。
I believe, I'm convinced that part of the reason for his suggestion
我认为就是啊,这些建议的一些原因是
is that women are often more willing and ready to serve as leaders in the church than men are.
女人,妇女们是愿意在教会里头用这种领导的方式来参与教会的侍奉。
But churches then and now need men to step up and take leadership.
但是教会确实是需要男人来领导这个,来站出来,来领导教会。
This may be one of the reasons why he says, I do not permit a woman to exercise authority.
这也许是保罗说我不允许女人讲道的其中一个原因。
But then he goes on to give three further reasons for this in verses 13 to 15. These verses have caused a lot of debates in the history of the church.
这些经文呢,在历史上造成了很大的争论。
So we want to look at them closely.
所以我们仔细地看。
The first reason that Paul gives in verse 13
第一段经文就是第13节,
is the order of creation.
也就是说这个创造的顺序,
follow his argument.
我们跟着他的这个思路,
he says, I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Here's why.
我不允许女人讲道,也不允许她辖管男人,下面是,这就是为什么,下面的原因是,
his first reason, verse 13, for Adam was formed first, then Eve.
十三节讲到,因为先造的是亚当,后造的是夏娃。
He's talking about the order of creation.
那他这里是讲神创造的这个。And
he's saying that this establishes God's order for men to take responsibility for leadership in their homes and in the church.
那这个证明了神这个要男人去负起这个他领导的责任。
He's encouraging men to step up to their spiritual leadership responsibilities.
那这是他鼓励男人要站出来,从属灵上领导一切。
We lived, of course, and served for many years, Lisa and I, in Germany.
那我和Lisa在德国,我们服侍了很多年。
And it was a very kind of common, sort of almost comical saying, popular amongst German men.
这是在德国的传统,非常普遍。
That a woman is responsible for the Küche, die Kinder und die Kirche. What does that mean? A woman is responsible for the kitchen.
Okay. Kitchen.
That she's responsible for the kinder, children.
她要负责这个孩子。
And that she's responsible for the Kirche, for church.
那是要负责这个教会的一些辅助的需要。
German men in saying this were just declaring that they had abdicated their spiritual responsibility in the home and in the church.
那对德国的男人，他们要在教会是起一个领导的地位。
That's not correct.
其实这是不对的。
Men need to stand up to that responsibility.
男人要站出来负起这个责任。
The Apostle Paul here is not suggesting that women are somehow inferior to men.
这里保罗不是说女人比男人低下低的。
Both men and women are created in God's image.
那男人和女人都是照着神的形象被放到。
And have equal dignity in Christ and in the church.
那在神的眼中是有同样的尊严，在教会也是如此。
But he is saying that God has ordained different roles for men and women.
但是确实，神在教会里头对男女的角色是有分别的。
One of those roles that women have, we'll get to this in verse 15, is childbearing.
其中这个妇女的一个责任就是生孩子。
Men, as much as we may want to, we can't bear children.
男人可能也有这个愿望，但是他做不了。
Actually, I don't really want to.
其实我也不愿意生孩子。
But men also have roles that have been ordained by God.
但是男人在教会里头也有神给他的角色。
And one of those roles for men is to be spiritual leaders in the home and in the church.
那其中一个就是在家庭或者在教会要做属灵的领导者。
In God's order, children are to submit to their parents.
在这个神的创造中，这个孩子要这个听父母的话。
Employees to their employers.
那这个雇员要听雇主的话，
Citizens to their government.
那公民要听政府的话，
And women to their husbands.
妇女要听丈夫的话。
Some years ago, when I was putting together a teaching series on 1 Timothy,
在很久以前，我这个我在这个题目在前头做一个一系列的讲道。
I was discussing this passage with Lisa.
我就跟 Lisa 有一段关于这些经文的讨论。
And she shared a story that she had read recently that comes from a book entitled Under the Mercy.
那他就跟我分享一本书，那本书的名字叫做这个怜悯之下。
The author's name is Sheldon Van Auken.
那个Sheldon Alexis 是那本书的作者。
And this story that she related to me was about four very capable women who were studying these passages in the Bible.
他的故事就说有四个非常能干的妇女在学习这段经文。
And all four women realized as they discussed these passages that they had taken spiritual responsibility in their marriages and homes.
那这些四个非常能干的女人就意识到，她们在这个教会里头或者在家庭里头，实际上她们起到一个属灵上的一个主导地位。
They all loved their husbands, but they didn't really think their husbands could lead, provide spiritual leadership.
她们是非常爱主的，但是她们从心里头没有意识到就是男人应该起到这个属灵的带领者。
But after studying these passages, the women made a commitment together to submit to their husband's leadership.
当他们学习到这段经文之后，他们就做了一个决定，就是以后要去遵循这个丈夫在属灵上的领导力。
And they shared this commitment with their husbands.
那他们把这些想法跟他们的丈夫分享。
In less than 1 year, with amazement and delight,
在这个不到一年的时候，奇妙的事情发生了。
these four women saw their husbands start to lead.
那这些四个女性就看到她们的丈夫就开始起到这个属灵上的这个领导的变化。
To lead spiritually in the marriage and in the home.
那这些丈夫他们在这个属灵上在家庭和婚姻中都能起到领导的地位。
And as a result, their admiration and respect for their husbands grew.
那么这些妇女也就尊重这些丈夫的这个角色。
They realized their husbands had never demanded and would never demand leadership.
当然他们意识到就是他们的丈夫没有也不会去争取这些这个主导的地位。
It could only be a free gift from a wife to her husband.
那对于妇女来讲，这是神给他们这个一个恩赐。
Now, Paul follows up verse 13 with another reason in verse 14.
那这个13节之后，保罗用14节给了另外一个原因。
And the second reason he does not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man is the fall.
第二个原因，保罗不许女人讲道，也不许他辖管男人， 原因是人类的堕落。
We read in verse 14, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor.
那十四节就这样说，且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。
Now, brothers and sisters, please follow me.
弟兄姐妹们，请紧跟我讲的。
At first, it may appear that the Apostle Paul is blaming all women for Eve's sin.
表面上看，保罗似乎在说这个保罗在怪着说这个世界上的罪是因为这个亚当不是夏娃先开始的。
But I don't think that's what he's saying here at all.
不过我不认为这里是这样说的。
Paul is not excusing Adam of responsibility for the fall.
这个保罗不是在为亚当在堕落中的这个错误开脱。
In fact, the exact opposite is the case.
其实情况正相反。
Adam is the one who is held responsible for Eve's sin.
亚当对这个夏娃的这个犯罪是有主要的责任。
When Eve was deceived by Satan and sinned,
当这个夏娃被蛇引诱犯罪。
Adam was held accountable.
这个亚当是被认为是有责任的。
Even though Eve sinned first,
即使这个夏娃是首先犯罪。
She did so under Adam's authority, and he was held responsible.
亚当是在夏在夏娃是在亚当的权力之下，所以亚当要负有责任。
So what do we read in Romans chapter 5 verse 12?
所以我们在保罗这个罗马书第五章说
，We read not whereas sin entered the world by one woman, no.
我们不是因妇女犯罪来到了罪的世界。
We read whereas sin entered into the world by one man.
我们是因为一个男人犯罪来到了罪的世界。
And Adam is the one who is held responsible for the sin that they both committed.
亚当要为这个他们两个人的犯罪负有责任。
In other words, Paul has given now two reasons for male leadership in the home and in the church.
所以保罗是给两个这个原因，要男人在家里在家里或者在教会要起到领导的作为。
One positive reason and one negative reason.
一个是正面的，一个是负面的。
The positive reason is verse 12, there's a natural order of leadership in creation.
那么正面的原因是因着神创造的顺序。
Adam, male, Eve, female.
亚当是男的夏娃是女的。
And the negative reason is, therefore, when Eve first sinned, she did so under Adam's authority.
第二个负面的原因，亚当这个犯罪是因着夏娃犯罪是因着亚当没有起到他这个领导的责任。
And he is the one who is held responsible by God.
亚当要为这个人类的犯罪负责任。
But then we come to a third reason for Paul's guidelines in verse 15.
然后我们看这个第十三节就讲的原因的第三个原因。
Brothers and sisters, it is admittedly difficult to understand exactly what is being said here.
这个就是十五节其实这段话是非常的难懂的真正的这个意思。
When he writes, yet she will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control.
他说，然而女人若长存信心、爱心，又圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
Now, some people, when they read this, believe it's tied to the idea of the fall.
有些这个人当他们读到这个，他认为这是跟这个堕落有关。
In the previous verse.
跟上面这个十四节有关。
And that what he's saying is that even though Eve sinned first, women will be kept physically safe when they give birth.
那就是说，这个夏娃虽然她是首先犯罪，但是呢，她神却让她就是生产的时候顺利。
That's one possible interpretation.
这是其中一个解释。
Others think it refers to women being saved spiritually through the most significant birth of all, that of Jesus Christ.
另外一种看法是这个妇女生产被神拯救是因着耶稣基督的关系。
I believe it's saying something else.
但是我认为是他在说另外一件事。
And the original Greek language also supports this conclusion.
那这个经文的希腊原文是支持我这种说法。
I believe it's saying that a woman would be safe or would do well to find her greatest sense of fulfillment and significance in the family as a mother and a wife.
那这个是说，这个妇女她会在这个被神拯救，或者是做事上有这个顺利，是因着在他们在家中受这个是作为母亲和作为这个作为太太，他们的神对他们的祝福。
Now in saying that, I recognize not all women are married, not all women will be married, not all women should be married. Some will have the spiritual gift of remaining single.
那我知道就是也许有一些女人她们没有结婚，也许不会结婚，而且呢，她们确实神给了她们一些就是可以独身的恩赐。
But remember, we're talking here about leadership in the church when the church gathers together to worship.
但是我们是在说这个教会的聚会，那是一个公开的聚会，这个聚会需要一个证据。
And I believe again what Paul is saying here in verse 15 is that a woman will find greater fulfillment, she'll do well to find her fulfillment as a mother, as a wife in the family, rather than trying to lead in the church.
他的意思就是说这个妇女在教会可以不比非要去用在属灵上做领导地位，而是说你在家庭中这个作为母亲或者作为这个太太，你把你的职责做好，同样也能够在教会里头起到这个神要说他要做的。
Now having said that, we should never diminish the important role that godly women can have in the family and ultimately therefore in the church.
那其实这样说，我们不应当去说这个妇女没有这种能力，即在家庭中或者在教会。
Think of the legacy of Timothy's own mother, Eunice.
那我们就是想到提摩太的例子，他的妈妈是 Eunice，
and his grandmother Lois。
那么他的奶，就是婆婆还是奶奶？外婆叫罗姨。
Nevertheless, men, I believe, are called upon to take leadership in the church in worship.
但是对保罗是在讲一般性的原则，就是男人在教会里头应当在属灵上做到这个领导的这个角色。
So let's turn once again to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们再回到这个彼得前书三章。
And listen to these words in verses 1 to 5.
我们来读这个第三章的一到六节。
Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, But let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hold in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and you are her children. If you do good, do not fear anything that is threatening.
约翰书3章的1到6节，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。这样，若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道理，可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。这是因为看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心，你们不要以外面的扮头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。 只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿。
Brothers and sisters, as we look at these verses in detail, let's not miss the practical emphasis of this passage.
弟兄姐妹，当我们看到这些经文细节的时候，我们不要忘记这主要我们所看到的主题
of the verses that we're looking at here in 1 Timothy 2.
那就是在这个提摩太前书2章这几段经文里所说的。
A few years ago, my wife and I, with some friends, went to the Vincent Van Gogh Experience up in North Minneapolis.
几年前，我们的太太Lisa到明尼苏达的北部有一个活动。
And we got ushered into this large room.
我们被带到这个一个大的房间。
And I started looking at the, how do they do this? Look at the light. Oh, there's cameras there. Oh, there's a mirror here. There's lights here. And I'm looking at all of these details.
那么，Scott牧师就说他在这个大的房间上往下看，有很多装饰，有很多灯嘛，就是不知道这里怎么放。And
it kind of missed the whole point of being there at the beginning.
其实整个这个活动的中心他忘掉了。
And that was to just enjoy the being immersed in this these paintings of Vincent Van Gogh that were. That we're moving all around us.
就是他们是要看这个梵高的画，这个是才是主题。
And so finally, I just relaxed and began to enjoy this immersive experience.
最后他就能专下心来看欣赏这梵高的画。
We can come to a passage like this, and we get all caught up in looking at all the details.
我们读经有的时候也是这样，我们就是看那些具体的经文。
And we miss the practical emphasis of these verses.
但是我们可能会忘掉这些经文背后所强调的原则。
What is that emphasis?
这些强调的原则是什么呢？
When the church meets, it's to be a place of peace.
教会聚会的时候，这是一个和睦的场所。
Men lead in worship with pure hearts and without dissension.
男人要这个来敬拜，这个要用这个纯洁的心，而不是争辩的心。
Women, you all look very beautiful this afternoon.
太太们，你们今天下午是非常的漂亮。Adorn
yourselves with good works.
你用你的大情来装饰自己。
Support your husband as the spiritual leader in the home and in the
church.这是丈夫在家庭还是在教会的领导地位。
And peaceably respect the men who do lead the church.
那么用安静的心、平和的心来接受男人在教会里头的领导地位。
So I don't know if I'm still walking or on ice or if I've fallen through.
我不知道我是不是还要在这个薄薄的冰上再走。
But I believe that's an important message to us from God's word today.
但是我相信这是神今天要给我们的一个功课。
Let's allow this space to be a place of peace.
我们就让这个房间当做一个和睦的场所。
Amen.
Amen.